When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. Oh my, now I'm here at last.
Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
Follow us on social media. You can do that. It's Pat and JT. You can also find some stuff on our Herd at Media channels at Herd at Media. And thanks for listening. Hope you had a great weekend, guys.
Very much so. Actually, did you know today, a lot of calendars, April 1st was they think might have been the actual beginning of the calendar year.
Oh, I did not know that.
Have you ever, and I've never done all the math on it, but I just saw somebody happen to mention it, April. So October, what is it? October should be 8, but it's the 10th month. And, you know, like, you know, things like that. September, you know, should be, you know, 7, and it's the 9th month or something. It's all screwy the way the months are named.
Okay.
The names mean something different than where they are on the calendar. And they'd switch it around. So April Fool's Day or April 1st. I don't know. First of the year. Happy New Year? I don't know.
I mean, you could say Happy New Year, then people just think it's an April Fool's joke. So.
It's an April Fool's joke. Yeah, there are some theories that April 1st, that Jesus was born on April 1st. There's a, you know, because nobody actually knows. I don't know how. I can't remember. There's a story behind the whole deal about how December 25th became Christmas.
Like the day.
The day. But for whatever reason, but I think over time, a lot of mistakes have been made and people have miscalculated a lot of things, and that's why everything's all screwed up.
Well, I'm just bracing for the news today, and I hope it doesn't come. But when 7-Eleven announced that they were coming out with the hot dog water, you know, I was intrigued. So I did a little bit more research and found out that they said more information coming on Monday, April 1st. And I thought, oh, please, no, don't be a joke. Please don't be a joke. I want it to actually happen. So I haven't seen anything confirming it's a joke or real or whatever, but I'm assuming it's
what on earth would you use hot dog water for?
Drink it. Like it's a pop it, you know.
It's not good. It can't be good for you. What is it? Hot dog water.
Yeah, I mean it's probably just water with just hot dog flavoring, not like real hot dog meat juice.
The liquid that results from boiling hot dogs. Ugh, distinct smell and taste. Ugh, no proven health benefits.
I mean, it's funny that they even have to put that there because there are no proven health benefits to hot dogs either. But yet you think add water is going to help?
Boiling might make them better. Kill that shit. I don't know. I don't know. And it's got hot dog water, Scooby-Doo, mystery, and what? Marcy Fleisch, better known as Hot Dog Water, is a character on Scooby-Doo Mystery.
Oh, I have no idea.
What? Okay. I'm sure there are people out there that know a lot more about this than we do. We're drifting into uncharted waters
here.
Yeah,
all I know about is hot dog flavored water because
of hot dogs. You just want to drink the hot
dog. I just want to try it. I just want to try it. I just see it, you know, just say I tried it.
That just sounds awful.
Yeah.
So speaking of first, let's see here. Maybe April Fool's Day is it for? I don't know. How am I going to roll into this? I'm trying to get out of hot dog water into Centris. I don't know how to get back. But Centris Federal Credit Union can help you if you do have any money per chance that's just sitting around. And I know not a lot of us do. But if you do and you want to try and put it to work for you, even short term, they can come up with a way to do that. So even if it's like, this fall, like you could squirrel away a little bit of money until the end of summer or till the end of the year, maybe. But they've got some ways to do that to help you put it to work for you instead of just leaving it sitting, freezing in the freezer or maybe in the checking account doing nothing. Check it out on their website, federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
So I've got this list of stories and I don't know that we get to all of these. I'll let you pick and we'll go from there. And, so we've got Highway 101 collapse. We've got the Royal Easter. We've got Travis Kelce, April 8th. Diddy stuff. Then there's squatters in LA. And now it's getting close to home for a few people. I'm going to just tell you that. And then the TV show Quiet on the Set, which is about Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of
The only thing I've really heard of story-wise is the Highway 101. So I think we start with Diddy, because I'm interested in if there's anything going on popping in the Diddy camp.
If there's anything in Diddy. So let me grab my Diddy page. By the way, I'm just going to throw this out there while I'm looking for Diddy, because this little meme popped up yesterday. When I was little, I literally thought this little pig went to Market Minute went shopping, and I did.
So we had this whole conversation this weekend, because to this day, when Beth saw that this weekend, did you share it or something? Because she saw it somewhere, and she still didn't know. She just learned this weekend that meant.
I learned that this weekend. I honestly never even occurred to me that this little piggy went to market meant he was made dinner.
Yeah.
You of all people,
I would think. Like, I knew that from a long time ago, and I just was like, whatever. It's a nice little, it's a banger. It's still.
What's the whole thing? I see this little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home.
This little piggy had roast beef, which I don't know why. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home. And so we had a whole debate this weekend. So the wee, wee all the way home, was he happy that he got to go home? Like, wee, I got to go home. Or is it just like, wee, wee, squealing all the way home?
Right. Is it pinwheel spinning out the car window? Wee. Wee.
Is he happy? And Beth
probably because he got to go home, right?
It was so funny. She's like, I always had it in my head that this nice, sweet little pig was at the farmer's market buying food for his family. Like, yeah, roast beef, apparently.
Went to market. This little piggy.
And then she went down the rabbit hole of other nursery rhymes, and now she knows what Ring Around the Rosie means.
Destroyer. All the nursery rhymes are dark.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. You get a Mother Goose book, which I happened to come across not that long ago, mom and dad stuff, right? Boxes of crap that I have in my basement that I've been unpacking. Mm-hmm. I have an encyclopedia from the late 70s, which I'm guessing now is complete falsehoods.
Complete falsehood,
because everything's been rewritten. But found a bunch of books, and one of them that was in there, I haven't really gone through it, but it was the old black and white Mother Goose book. I don't know if you remember it, like a black and white checkerboard. And there's something too, the black and white checkerboard even has significance, and it's dark.
So weird.
It's all so dark. Brothers Grimm, dark.
Yeah.
Dark.
I asked her to use her best discretion, because I didn't want to see her in this rabbit hole that she was diving into, because I didn't want to see the unraveling of her childhood right in front of my eyes this weekend. So I don't know whether she continued or not, but
she got the nursery rhyme red pill.
Uh-huh. She did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Changes your world.
Yeah. There's different responses from her that I know kind of where she is. And I think we're watching basketball when this happened. She just paused and goes, muted the TV and goes, wait, what? And I'm like, oh no, what is going on?
Yeah. That will lead to so many other things. Mm-hmm. That's just a gateway drug. That really is. But that's how the indoctrination starts. I'm just telling you right now, my tinfoil hat is safely put away. I'm just telling you, that's how it all starts. There's a reason for those stories.
She's tickling your world, because I sent you that picture. I was looking over her shoulder as I was walking behind her in the kitchen, and she was zooming in on Kate Middleton's shirt. Like, oh God, babe.
Somebody posted a video of her from a few years ago. Not the one where she was with Harry and Wills, the headband, you know, that before Harry met, what's her bucket? Megan.
Yeah.
That the three of them were part of a fundraiser or part of something that they were all promoting. They were all wearing headbands, and she had on that same white sweater with the blue stripes. And then there was another video that was not that long ago, maybe 5 years ago, five or six, and same sweater. And she was sitting in a classroom, sitting exactly the same way she's sitting on that bench, that park bench, with her hands in her lap and making these same hand movements, these same hand gestures that she was.
Oh, no.
Oh, that started a whole controversy, too. Oh, that, no, I didn't even get into that. I was like,
oh, no.
Yeah. The deep fake sniffers. And they're good. Mm-hmm. They're good at it. They're everywhere. But they're looking into all of this stuff. Because the weird thing was, we're going to go down the royal road here just for a second. We'll get back to Diddy. This weekend at Easter, they had video of the king was at Easter services with Camilla, and they had video of them arriving, and honestly, he looked good, and they were getting out of their cars. They were, you know, doing their greetings as they were walking into the church. And then you see Fergie showed up. I didn't see Andrew. That's good. There was a couple others. Sophie, I think, is one of them. That's one of the duchesses or something like that. And her husband And there were a couple others, but no William or the whole family. And they had pictures from last year when the whole family went to Easter services. And everybody had expected, because we were told the whole proclamation was, as of Christmas was the last day anybody seen Kate, that she will be back. And they said, hopefully Easter weekend or after Easter. So a lot of people had expectations that they would show up with the family for Easter services. And he didn't even show up. The kids weren't there. Nobody was there.
That's weird.
So no. So the videos of everybody else, Fergie looked great. You know, had them going in and greeting other family members and people from the church. And they had all kinds of video of that. But
So after Easter could mean today, could mean tomorrow. Who knows? But it's got to be pretty soon after Easter. Yeah. Otherwise, people are going to start getting more worried.
The best case scenario would be that she had made an appearance yesterday, and that would have just poured water on all the fires. It would have been, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Even if she wasn't feeling well, even if she just went, not even go to church necessarily, but just go get in a car, go somewhere, just be seen, actually her human body form.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that just crazy?
Yeah.
So there was nothing. It was real sketchy. So yeah, the whole royal family, I'm looking here. Yeah, just the other pictures. And they had some great pictures, great videos, everything. Everybody looked great. So anyway, back to the Diddy stuff. Okay, so.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
First off, 50 is having a heyday, because apparently there's been a long time bad blood between these two. And he had posted on Instagram this last week or end of week or this weekend that he is betting that he will be able to get his hands on some blackmail videos of Diddy's. He said he's put it out there that he will pay top dollar for them.
Oh, man. Oh, 50.
And yeah. And so I don't know if you know who Liz Crokin is. Liz Crokin, it's C-R-O-K-I-N. She is extreme, but she's also being proven right, left and right about now. She was called every crazy name in the book for about 10 years. And she didn't care. She's like, I don't care. It's just, you know, like, I don't care. Water off a duck's back. Go ahead. Keep throwing it at me. I'm going to keep digging. And she kept digging about stuff. And she does those deep dives. And she's a reporter, and that's how she makes her money. And anyway, left and right, she's been being proved right by stuff that's come out. Epstein stuff, she had that stuff. Harvey Weinstein stuff, she knew that stuff. She's got a lot of this stuff. And the whole Diddy thing and the blackmail stuff, the stuff he was referencing was stuff from a lawsuit from another Lil Rod. Rodney Jones is his name, apparently. There's a lawsuit, right? Okay. That's not the name you'd want, but anyway.
No, I mean, of all the street names to have, you wouldn't have Lil Rod. Give like, me a break. What?
Me? Why do you hate me? his lawsuit is claiming that Diddy had, this is one of many, that Diddy had hidden cameras in every room of his home and had recordings of all of his guests. Quote, yeah. Mr. Combs had hidden cameras in every room. He's got recordings of several celebrities, artists, music label executives, and athletes engaging in illegal activity. The highlighted section of the complaint reads, these individuals were recorded without their knowledge and consent. He possesses compromising footage of about every person who has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. So this was reported and she reposted it. So Fitty and Lil Rod, apparently, more likely than not, planning out the timing, though, of this lawsuit because Diddy has a documentary. where he's going to be exposing never before seen evidence.
Diddy does or 50 does?
Diddy, 50 has one on Diddy. There we go. 50 has one on Diddy. Okay. Yes. So there's a Diddy documentary that exposes everything that's a lot of things have never been seen before. So that's why
this is exciting.
They say that 50 has been going hard in the paint this last week.
Yeah.
Because he's promoting something that's coming up. And it just happened to coincide with all this legal stuff with the law enforcement, like played right into his hand. He didn't have that on his scorecard, right? Holy crap. The homes got raided. This is beautiful. Because the free press for my stuff. Yes. Now everybody's going to be talking about him. So,
oh my gosh. Is this documentary already done or is it like in the process of?
That was the first I'd really heard of it. There's another guy on Twitter, his name's Ian Carroll, and he's another one that does some pretty extensive digging, if you will. And he gets into a lot of these and he said something about this documentary. He said this has evidence in it that 50 Cent has been collecting for over 10 years.
Oh,
there's a lot in there. He said everything from, I don't know. He lists a lot of things that are on there about some of the things that you're going to see about Diddy and some of the people that were there. And then along with that, other pictures were popping up because you have pictures of Oprah at his parties. And there's a really weird picture of him and Oprah sitting next to each other on a couch with about three other people. And his hand is like on her thigh. Like he's sitting on her right side and his left hand, his elbow is on her leg. And then his hand goes down and is cupping her knee.
Okay. That's kind of weird.
Kind of weird. Like kinda really weird. Like it just didn't look right. I mean, it wasn't like something a friend does. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a little too personal.
Yeah.
And then there's pictures of several athletes, big names, LeBron, talking about, you know, nothing like a Diddy party. And then there's others. Then you've got the Cat Williams stuff that goes back to the podcast he was on, talking about, you know, if Diddy invites you to a party, run the other way. So that's the only thing I've seen about Diddy this weekend though.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
That's a big one. But yeah, if you can, you know, you want to follow some fun accounts though, just to kind of dig into stuff, let them do the work and then do the reading. And then you can go look up whatever it is that you want to look up. It makes it much easier to try and find anything, but they're finding stuff that it's not being reported anywhere else. But the documentary stuff was reported on several news outlets. I will say that the stuff about 50 Cent.
This is exciting. Very, very exciting.
So there's beef to be had. All right. So then there's Highway 1 collapse. So they collapsed, I guess, a few months ago, and they had just reopened it or something. There was a washout along Highway 1, which is the, you know, on the highway along the coast, right? On the west coast. There had been a washout, so they had to close it. They fixed it. They were just getting ready to reopen it. Maybe that's why it didn't make a big hit. But this, it was almost all of one lane that was washed out. The picture's scary as heck.
Oh my gosh. Right. It's so scary. And I was wondering if you could see the cones. So that other lane's still not open, right? Is it open? Well,
they had everything was closed down. It was like a 40-mile span that they closed down around. And if you know the location, you can kind of look it up, but Big Sur Lodge was at the north end of that. So south of that. So along that run. So they had a lot of people were staying at Big Sur Lodge. There were people that were in between the two that were stranded because they were, wherever, doing whatever they were doing or at locations there and they can't get out. But anyway, the lane that's still open, which is the northbound lane, was still intact. We'll put it that way. And they closed the whole thing down. But then they said they were going to start doing convoys of cars like at 8 a.m. and then at 4 p.m. to take people south and then to take people north. I'm like, I'll go through Arizona and up through Nevada. I'm good.
Yeah.
I can drive across and go around the backside of the mountains, come around.
I wouldn't do that. No way.
I'm not in that big a hurry to drive across that. And it's just a straight sheer cliff. It just drops straight into the ocean.
No, thank you. I'd rather walk. Not a chance. Nope.
Yes. Death Valley. No problem.
Yep. Rent a helicopter. Done.
I've got a credit card. Mm-hmm. You've done it before.
Yep, so, I've done it before. I know how to do it. I have history with helicopters.
So anyway, so yeah, so there was that little ditty. And speaking of ditties, Travis Kelce making news because he posted this dumb comment.
I don't even understand why this would ever enter. Like maybe in the past he does post every Easter. I have no idea, but I highly doubt he does.
I can't imagine. I think he's enjoying his massive audience that he has now. He did have a big audience before, but now he's got all of his girlfriend's followers too. And he thought he'd be funny. He posted and he took it down not long after. It just said, "Happy Easter to all." No caps, guys, but lots of exclamation points. "Happy Easter to all. Hashtag shout out to Jesus for taking one for the team."
I mean, and then a ha 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 ha. Like, that's not a ha ha ha. That's
no.
Obviously, clearly a mistake because you said he took it down shortly thereafter, right?
It didn't last very long.
I wonder if he probably saw Taylor probably texted him, call me 911.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine what would possess him. Just to sit there and look at it. Just put it in drafts, Travis. Put it in drafts. Go back and revisit it later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never should have happened.
Sleep on it.
Let's see. And what else do we have? The other story is really... Oh, the squatter situation. Apparently some squatters in California have taken up residence in some $5 million homes that are near the homes of LeBron, J-Lo, etc., and they're mad. Now they want something done about it.
Oh. Huh, interesting how that works. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very interesting how that works.
That's really all there is to that, too. That's really all I have on that. The headline just made me laugh. It was, "They are enraged," was the word they used, after squatters invading their neighborhood, taking up residence in $5 million homes, not $5 million homes, but a freaking $5 million home right next to them.
Yeah.
And they live there now. So that's your new neighbors.
New knaves.
And otherwise, the other thing, just keeping your eyes on it. On April 8th, that's when we're expecting the eclipse. And I think the time for us for the eclipse is around almost 2 o'clock. Like 1:45 next Monday.
Okay.
The solar eclipse. They said solar eclipse on the 8th. They say NASA, for some reason, there are reports about NASA firing rockets at it. Have you heard anything about this?
No. They know it's far away, right? Like, well, it's like super far away.
Well, it's the moon blocking the sun. So it's the moon.
So we're going to fire up the moon to like blow the moon up? Like, what's the point of the rockets?
NASA will fire three rockets at the solar eclipse. I'm just looking at the story headline right here.
That's so ridiculous sounding.
Does it sounds like the tagline for a movie or
yeah, it's why shoot at the eclipse? Eclipse is just an event. Eclipse isn't a thing. Like, it's happening. It's not something you can hit with a rocket.
Exactly. I don't know. So that's coming up next week. So I am planning to block some time, so I'm definitely sure to see as much of it as I can. We're not going to be in the direct path, but we'll see. Pretty good eclipse here.
Yeah, I mean, still 85%, I think, is what it's covered. That's good.
That's good by me.
Yeah.
That's good by me. I can throw one more at you. I Want to Marry Harry. Anybody remember that show?
Yes. And when you brought it up, yes, I do. Okay, I don't know why, but I do.
I don't remember how long ago it was. It had to be about, let's see, the woman who won it, her name was Kim Burch. And yeah, 10 years ago on Fox. She was the winner of I Want to Marry Harry. And what it was a group of women that were brought together, and she had applied for some other shows and reality shows. And she was trying to be an actor and all this other stuff. And she said, and she was contacted about this reality show, and she wasn't sure if that would be a good fit for her. But one of her coworkers and ended up being on the show with her, as a matter of fact, was really enthusiastic about it. So I went along and went along with the whole deal and thought, okay, we'll give it a shot. So they get chosen and then they end up going to England, right? So they're flown into Heathrow Airport and they were completely in the dark. Their phone was taken away. Again, the same story that we've heard about other shows. And they were completely isolated for like a week. And then they met The Bachelor. And supposedly... he looked a lot like Harry, but it wasn't Harry. They never said it was Harry. They never said the name of the show to them. they just assumed, oh my God, is that one of the royals? I wonder if this could be one of the royal family. Would that make sense? I mean, maybe, you know, that maybe he's part of it or something. Okay. And so they ended up convincing themselves. They all thought they were about to be able to marry the prince is what they, so now they're all competing with that in their heads. And they found out afterwards that number one, he was an imposter.
And, what a mind screw.
And absolutely. Yeah, it was just funny. I thought it was just funny that this comes out about this time when poor Harry, why have we not heard about this in the last 6 years? I want to marry Harry. He was famous almost for just a minute as an actor, as a, you know, like they were using his likeness to do a reality TV show when Meghan first popped out. But I don't know. But anyway, that just popped back up because the 10-year anniversary of that was
interesting. Yeah, so. I vaguely remember that, but it sounds awful.
It's terrible. I want to marry Harry. And there's, there's a group of girls, young women who were competing for his attention. And then she won it. Obviously, she did not marry Harry.
No, she did not marry Harry.
Could have saved him a lot of grief if it had been true, I think.
Yeah, right. Oh, if we could only go back.
Yeah. So that's the mess in the junk drawer of stories.
The Monday today. Mess.
The Monday mess. That's it. So all right. We got. Yeah.
Pumped for this 50 Cent thing. I'm just saying. I can't wait.
I want the documentary.
I want the doc.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Share it with your friends. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.